Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Yeah, that's right. You just heard it in the introduction. Integration, orchestration, 20 years, a lot of education, a lot of blood, sweat, tears, and absolute euphoria. And thank you to you all, because you were part of that, truly. And what it comes down to me, and what I want to give to you today, in the next 60 minutes, is a higher understanding of who you are and what holistic medicine is supposed to do for you. Because we're not quite there on it, but I know we're going to get there. The first thing you have to do today is identify yourself. You have to identify the amount of you that I'm going to talk to today. Because I'm talking to everybody, some of you more than others. I am talking today. Today's show is about the black sheep in the family. The black sheep, the proverbial black sheep, the one that sits at the dinner table and speaks the truth and pays for it. Slap across the face, jealousy, slander. You pay the price every day. You come out of the womb doing it. You're just the one in the family, you know, for that one, the one that didn't follow the normal routine. 20 years sitting across the desk in medicine, and I can tell you that a disproportionate amount of the population come in each day to holistic offices throughout the world. And a disproportionate percentage of those people are the truth seekers, which were initially degraded even with the word black sheep. To be the black sheep, in the way I'm going to use that term today, is the greatest compliment you can receive, because black sheep evolve the culture. Black sheep evolve the species. Black sheep are the ones that look at it from the outside, that aren't afraid to take a different perception about the way things are supposed to be. But black sheep, truth seekers, there's the enlightened word. Cross out black sheep. If you identify yourself as black sheep, cross out the word black sheep. And although black is beautiful, cross out the word black sheep and replace it with truth seeker. Now, how much of you listening to this show today can relate to that? This show is about teaching you, suggesting to you a perception of holistic health, of holistic medicine, of herbal medicine, herbs, God's plants, that have to do with facilitating your journey to the truth. The path not tread before is your path. And holistic medicine has a special message to you. First of all, I ask you if you can relate to this. I know many of you can. As you sit across the desk and you're age 50 or 55. And, you know, we have a new world today in the sense that nobody at 55 or 60 is thinking about being grandma or grandpa. Not in that stereotypical sense. Nobody today in America at 50 or 60 years old is thinking really about just retiring to the fireplace with a corncob pipe, a set of dentures, and a rocking chair. That's just not where we're at today. We saw this in Japan, where the population densities, the demographics, shifted to higher and higher percentages in the population of people over the age of 70. This is happening in America today. And it poses us a whole new paradigm, a new perception. How, at the age of 50, do you begin your second life? Whether you've had children and you want a new life, a second life, a chance to do what? A chance to unzip the plastic that you're locked in and let the you come out, the you that's been evolving, the you that's looking for the better choice, the you, in a sense, that's looking for the resurrection. Because you've suffered, because you've accumulated wisdom, and because now you want to see that wisdom turn into prosperity. And it doesn't have to be that the first 50 years were so horrid. No, it's just that you're sitting there and you're not quite comfortable with the fact that there's something inside you that still needs to express. Not listening to that inner you is what drives disease. I don't think disease, most fundamentally, is anything more than that. Yeah, it's about your nutrition, and it's about your exercise, and it's about your lifestyle, and it's about a lot of really important things, some of which we're going to discuss today. But most fundamentally, what a authentic, ingenuous, holistic practitioner, holistic doctor, is posed with each day, is trying to get the person across the desk to an easier connection to who they really are, the real them, because that's what people come in looking for, who they really are. Now, we'll get into this later, but disease, cancer, immune disease, autoimmune disease, heart disease, there's one. There shouldn't be any heart disease. The number one cause of death each year is heart disease, and 100%, almost 100% of heart disease is preventable. Look at that. What does that mean? Think about that. This is not cancer. This is not Alzheimer's. This is not Parkinson's. This is so related, so linked to who we are and the choices we make, the conscious choices. And yet, heart disease, entirely preventable 99.5% of the time, is the number one killer of Americans each year. Somebody's making choices from a place of pain. Someone's making choices from a place of pain. And I want to suggest to you that after the age of 40 or 50 years old, there is so much of so many people that relates to the fact that their dreams didn't come true, that the burden they bear, the anxiety, the pain on their shoulders, because their dreams didn't turn into reality, creates unhealthy choices. In the end, you have to deal with that. If you walk in ready to deal with that, I kid you not, your body will heal you at light speed. And if you have no concept of this, well, perhaps you're fortunate enough that this doesn't apply. But if you have no concept of this, often it's because you're not listening to yourself. So whether you're not listening or whether you have a sense of this, there's a little bit of this in everybody. I'm going to lay out a perception, a paradigm, a sensibility about what the real high responsibility of a doctor really is, of holistic health, of holistic medicine. I want to suggest that the proverbial black sheep, I want to suggest to you that the truth seeker, I want you to ask yourself, if your creative energy, the creative energy that you once had, that you still have, that tremendous life force, that tremendous talent, have you found it consistently attacked? Husband or wife, brother or sister, mother, daughter, father, son, so on and so forth. The workplace, degraded, slandered, victimized, even brought to trial. That's right. In the high sense of it, we bring those gifted ones to trial. The ones that think for themselves. That little boy, that little girl in the classroom that radiates spirituality and truth and isn't afraid in their innocence to speak it. And yet so many people like that are on the outside That can make you sick, because by the time you get to age 50, there's so much of you that's lost, that's detached from that inner child. The place where you used to play and find your passion. That the stresses and the burdens that you bear, masking that inner need, create biochemical chaos in your cell. Biochemical chaos in your cell. So I'm drawing you now. I'm drawing you immediately to an understanding that we are talking nutrition here. We are talking the biochemistry of the body. We are talking about whether those herbs that you spend your hard-earned money on, and should, if correctly applied, if those herbs are going to get to your cell and do the dance that they were supposed to do. Without this foundation, without this house upon which you build your house, without this foundation upon which you build this house, you will not assemble the chemicals in those herbs correctly into the cell. You've got to get this. Holistic medicine is invented. It was invented to redeem you. When you walk into a doctor's office and you sit down with a list of your symptoms, and that each of these symptoms needs to be attended to, you haven't really got a clue about what holistic health is about. You've missed the boat. That is not your fault, and this is not a criticism. But you are truly innocent, truly naive. And that includes the doctors that practice it backwards. To walk into an office with a list and sit down before a doctor with 20 different concerns is okay if you understand that those concerns are created by deeper, more fundamental concerns. One imbalance in an organ creates 20 symptoms. It's okay to walk in with 20 concerns, but you have to understand that you're really looking at balancing out three or four systems of the body. And those systems of the body, the liver, the digestion, the spleen, the bone, whatever, need to be sitting on top of this lecture today. This talk today, this 60 minutes today, is really what you and your healthcare practitioner are trying to get to you. Now, how you turn after you identify your creative force, after you identify it, after you identify that this is an issue for you, how you turn that into the physical reality, prosperity in life, this is what holistic health is about. It is a methodology to bring you there. Holistic medicine is self-defense for the soul. If you're in the workplace and you have consistently done better work, more authentic work, if you have worked with greater focus, greater ambition, if you are diligent, if you had done your due diligence in your family, raising your family, out there in the workplace, in your profession, in your passion, whatever it might be that this would apply itself to. If you, applying yourself to your world, have found yourself consistently burdened by others who, in all honesty, seek nothing more than to get in your way for no real reason. Be honest with yourself. If that's happened to you once in a while, consistently, to the point of horrid pain, whatever it is, understand that holistic medicine was designed to create a self-defense mechanism, truly a self-defense mechanism. So the first thing you got to do is identify this within yourself. I have lots of people each week that come on down, now to Costa Mesa. Costa Mesa. Wonderful Costa Mesa and vicinity. Interesting people down there. I found the people of Costa Mesa and the Southland to be so willing to accept a fresh look at holistic health. It does not surprise me that I do this show each week and that the mother station is right there 10 minutes away from me. Whatever it is, and you know who you are, keep thinking that way. And wherever you are, listen to this. Because it's a stretch from Dr. I've got toenail fungus, what herb should I take? It's a stretch from that. But it is more fundamentally powerful. It will tie the room together for you. Now, these concepts you have to absorb. There's three or four concepts here that I want you to get in touch with. Number one, that your soul knows what to do. You are at that fork in the road. The last 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, 2 years of your life have been about forks in the road. We all come to forks in the road. Should we zig? Should we zag? Should we go left? Should we go right? Points along a path. Points which have 12 options. To the next point, which has 12 options. To the next point, which has 12 options. And if we look at the last decade of our life, let's take the last decade of our life. Honestly, we could have had any one of 10 million different pathways. If you do the statistics, that wonderful subject that we didn't want to learn, statistics. A point with 10 choices, to a second point with 10 choices, to a third point with 10 choices, to a fourth point, a fifth point, a sixth point, a seventh point, over a decade of your life, each point with 10 choices, and exponentially, if you do the math, you could have taken one of 10 million choices. What guides you? Get that one straight. Because if you don't have clarity in each of those choices along the way, you don't get productivity. We'll talk about the herb soon. Herbal health. Using plants to facilitate those choices. That's a small part of a bigger concept. But the first thing you have to consider is that there is an inner knowing, which I'm going to ask you to call your soul. And the soul knows what to do. The soul knows all. Question is, are you listening to it? The question is, can you get to it in a daily choice? Because there's another concept, negative imprints. From the time you are in the womb, from the first second you were conceived, your soul bears the burden of negative imprints. That is right, irregardless of who you are. All of us suffer on one level or another. And it doesn't begin when you pop out of the vaginal canal. It begins in conception. And those negative imprints become mental patterns, which are trapped in your body. Again, that's a reach for somebody. The application of which is someone comes in and says, oh, that divorce when I was a child, that divorce, my divorce as an adult, I'm done with that. That's not bothering me. That's not because I've been counseled. I've let it go. Negative imprints of your mind that are trapped in your body. They might be free in your head, but they're not freed from your body. And if they're not out of your body, you're not going to get to your soul. Because the soul is physiological also. The soul can be felt through the body. There is a methodology evolving here that I want to give to you, because if you can understand it in its totality, you have a self-defense mechanism for your desire to seek truth. Because if you seek truth along the way, expect to be slandered. There is a devil in the world. If medicine has taught me one thing, it's that there is evil. And it gets in the way of everyone, whether you're conscious of it or not. And some of you truly relate to that. But for those of you who relate to it, because you found that you're the honest one in the family, that you speak the truth, that you really came here in however many years you're on this earth in search of prosperity, that euphoric feeling that comes from the inner knowing, translating into the material plane of your life. If you're that way, you're going to run in to these negative imprints. And they will hit your body. That's the second concept. The hook to nutrition is that cleansing and cleaning and nourishing the blood with food, and cleansing and cleaning and nourishing the blood with herbs, God's plants, that which grows in fertile soil, unadorned, uncultivated, just wild, as in the Garden of Eden, combined with stretching, and twisting, and pulling, and building, under supervision sometimes, but truly your supervision in the end, can shake out the trapped negative imprints. Trapped negative imprints, that means you wake up in the day, and most fundamentally, you are so downtrodden, so depressed, so filled with rage, so filled with whatever you're filled with that you know you shouldn't be filled with, that you can't pull it together. Yeah, you call it work and kids and life and you're busy and the rest of it. But the bottom line is, underneath it all is a feeling like you're just a rat in a cage, running around and around and around and around and around, and there's no way out. And therefore, there's no way to take care of the real you. We all have good reasons for it. And, of course, we have to be human and accept that to a point. But if you want to talk about health, if you want to talk about what you can do, then understand that there's a system. It awaits you. It's being offered to you. And it is what we call holistic medicine. It came from above. It came from a beautiful place. It came from the divine. And it was put here to give you a sensibility about how to meet your day. Herbs are a very, very big part of that. And if you succeed at it, if you cleanse, if you stretch, if you clean, and those negative imprints will shake out, you will have a physical sensation. Not a sensation to talk about at church, not a sensation to verbalize and keep to rhetoric, but a physical, visceral feeling in your body that the inner you is being connected to. And that will change. It will galvanize. It will electrify your choices in daily experience. Because that fork in the road, that choice you're about to make today, and we each sit in that same chair, the chair of choice. Wisdom. Wisdom that we cultivate. So I introduce another word. Wisdom teaches us to make that right choice for our soul at that fork in the road. To get to that wisdom, you are well advised to go through your body. Can you get to that wisdom filled with sugar? Can you get to that wisdom if you can't touch your toes? Can you get to that wisdom if you haven't gone to the bathroom in a week? Can you get to that wisdom if your bile doesn't flow? Can you get to that wisdom if your bite isn't aligned? Well, you can. Certainly you can. We all can. But how easy is it to get there? And if it just so happens that your responsibilities, that the choices, that your constitutional tendencies, that the person you came into this world as has to have a higher wisdom to make your dreams come true, good luck getting there without understanding the roots of holistic health. Good luck. You cannot divorce yourself from the body to get to the soul. It's a tougher way to do it. I'm not saying it is impossible, but I am saying if you're interested in holistic health, get into what it really is. Don't walk into an office, certainly not my office, and think that it's simply going to be about this superficial thing about a supplement. That is a plant divined from God, hopefully cultivated in an exquisite environment as close to the Garden of Eden as we can find yet still on this planet. And we're going to take that out of the ground, put it in a capsule, and you're going to understand it on the level of your toenail fungus. You got to check that. You got to check that concept. This is your upgrade. Now, all of us are at the fork in the road, all of us. But the truth seeker, so let's get back to that, the truth seeker. And you've had half an hour to think about this. How much of this is you? A lot of it, a little bit of it. If enough of this is you, to the point where you're sitting there and there's a tear coming down your eye, a lot of this is you. Now, I've sat behind a desk for 20 years listening to stories, asking myself how to get somebody to the next base. So this insight, I didn't pull it out this morning. I sit on this all the time. This is the highest obligation as the doctor, as the therapist, to get people to see this. I might say it's the highest obligation of anyone in holistic medicine to get other doctors to see this. But either way, if this is you, you're at a fork in the road because you're always questioning the norms. Truth seekers, so you sit back and consider that the same thing that creates a different choice in you, your tendency to look at it differently, your tendency to speak out, you sit down amidst your pain or disease or depression or mania or whatever state you're in this morning, and you consider that the people that change the world all suffer like this. They do. Life magazine, Time magazine. I love those things, don't you? You're standing there at the store, and there's the 100 people that change the world. Go out and get that today. Those magazines are always in bookstands, always. We love them. The photographs, the key moments. Every single one of those men and women have suffered. Suffered sometimes extensively. Suffered with their lives. Because they were truth seekers. And they sought to make the world a better place. Truth seekers are supposed to evolve at a faster rate. Truth seekers set the trends. Sheep follow. Truth seekers create. But as the truth seeker creates, it comes with a cost. Every one of those people in Time magazine, the 100 people that change the world, every year they do a different rendition of it. Different rendition of it. Every one of them bears a burden. And in that burden is inherent pain. In that burden is inherent loneliness. Now the issue becomes, along the way, if you do not connect to the proper way of making a choice, then that creative force, as that creative force meets its adversary, its devil, its nemesis, as that creative force meets its pain, it will make the wrong choice. Good intention, creative pulse, can make the wrong choice. And the more creative force you have, parents, look at this in your children, the more life force, the more creative force, the bigger the soul, the higher the liability. Because if that energy isn't set in the correct creative direction, if it doesn't know how to make the choice as it faces its pain, it's going to make the wrong choice. So wisdom, high wisdom, has to preside. It has to prevail in those choices, or destructive choices are made instead. Here's the catch. That fork in the road, that choice you have to make, that choice you have to make to bring forth that creative force as an expression of your soul to make your life just a little bit better, that choice doesn't come to you as a good choice, and it doesn't come to you as a bad choice. A good choice doesn't wave itself. Hi, I'm a good choice, a bad choice, an evil choice, the wrong choice, a destructive choice. It doesn't come to you as a destructive choice. It comes to you masked. It comes to you with a disguise. that comes to you hidden. It comes to you in a way that you can't identify it, so you sit there and you spin. I don't know what I want to do. I don't know who I want to be. I know what I want to do, but I don't know how to get there. Everybody's in some phase of that, all the way from I'm perfectly happy with my choices and no concept of what I'm talking about, all the way to people who have been fortunate enough to seek their creative expression in healthy ways and bear the fruits, and in between. But I talk to a certain type today, because the greater the creative force, the more you're going to have to understand the roots of holistic health. History bears a reality, and that reality from Alexander, ancient Rome, ancient Greece, ancient Egypt, ancient India, ancient China, ancient Europe, ancient America, ancient South America. Every culture across the globe has understood how to take its most talented, take its most spiritually gifted, take its most authentic, take its most creative, take its most powerful, and try to give them a sense of how to cultivate their way, in the high sense, in the virtuous sense, in the godly sense. And that is not something that the internet or computers or computer learning or America in general is doing a great job of anymore. And this is what truly, at the root of it, concerns us all. And our children are letting us know. They are letting us know. And our adults are letting us know. And the media is inadvertently letting us know. Because it seems to me that everybody's flipping out. I'm 52 years old. In fact, agree or disagree, haven't you seen more of it? Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's talking about how things appear to be crazier than ever. It's just not the old days. It's just not there when there was more sanity, integrity, honesty, handshaking policy. So what is that about? What is that about most fundamentally? Why do children flip? Why do adults flip? Why do people do crazy things? Why is heart disease 100% preventable? 100% preventable. The number one cause of death in America. Think about that. Because our great creative force is not manifesting correctly. Because that fork in the road is too confusing at this point. It's too intercepted by all sorts of little demons that plague wisdom. Wisdom, acquiring wisdom, is more difficult as we dissociate from the earth. The more plastic we build, the more plastic food we eat, the less we understand methodologies that connect us to the earth rather than life choices that take us away from the feel of the earth, the more difficult it will be to hear wisdom. The more difficult it's going to be to get to the wisdom of your soul. And so a rotten choice, a destructive choice, will come to you as a healthy choice. And a healthy choice will come to you as a rotten choice. A healthy choice will come to you as a fearful choice. A healthy choice will come to you as a choice you shouldn't make, because if you make that choice, bad things will happen, and yet that's the choice you've been waiting for. The art of life is to understand that only wisdom can teach you to differentiate between a choice of high value and a choice of destructive force. And that is the challenge to the truth seeker. Because if you're going to choose your own path in this world, if you're going to truly listen to the uniqueness of you, you better be really good at doing this. Otherwise, the burden of it, it will take you down and you will snap. Lots of wonderful people snap. Another word, the higher self. The higher self. I want you to think of that as the soul. And I want you to think of the word faith. Faith. So if you're sitting now, and you're comfortable with the word faith, then understand that trusting in your wisdom, trusting in your wisdom, trusting in the wisdom of your choice, if you can associate to wisdom, to trust in that wisdom is what you call faith. Things get revealed to you in intuitive beams of wisdom. Things get revealed to you in intuitive beams of wisdom. And beams of wisdom create choices that allow you to bear fruit on your tree. So that word then, the intuitive choice, women understand this a little more easily than men. Make the choice from your intuitive self. Make it from your gut. There's a feeling to a choice that comes from your soul, and it is a bodily felt feeling. Women understand this. Women are brought into the world to teach men about another way to make a choice. And if the two have balance, if the intuitive of the female can manifest in the power, in the technological, analytical, force-driven power of the male, then you have relationship, then you have balance. And that can be in the workplace, that can be in the home life, that can be anywhere it needs to be. There are two entities in the world, male and female, and they reflect collectively how a choice of wisdom to bear fruit is supposed to be made. Now, what does this have to do with herbs? What does this have to do with supplementation? The power of an herb, an adaptogenic herb. So let's talk about adaptogenic herbs. In the seven continents, from northern Canada to southern Chile, are places of fertile soil, fertility, high fertility. The jungles, the countryside, the deserts, in between rocks, in dark caves, down below the waters of the earth, all over the world, are special pockets of fertility. And I think Dr. Marshall, I think Premier Research Labs has done a brilliant job of bringing them to you. Question is, for what reason? The question is, can we understand what those plants mean? Reishi, rhodiola, cordyceps, somalatha, ginseng, deer antler, chaya vanaprash, bee pollen. Yes, you take them. And yes, they're good for you. And yes, it does all sorts of wonderful things it claims to do. There's another level of understanding here. And I really think if you miss that level of understanding, you're missing the whole point. These herbs are given to you for you to work to the potential of the herb. If you take herbs like that, if under supervised care or otherwise, they're allocated to you, if you're spending your money on them, you have to understand that there's a level of wisdom from those herbs that demands, the prerequisite to which, do not pass go. If you pass go, you get $200. There are prerequisites to the purchase of those herbs so that the herb will give you its higher chemical power. But to get there, you have to do something first. You have to cleanse. Those are not cleansing herbs. Reishi, rhodiola, cordyceps, they don't clean the body. They enlighten the body. They have a resonance in them that can bring you to a higher place, and we'll delineate that in a moment. But you don't get there unless you cleanse that body first. Cleansing herbs. No, just walk in with your symptom and ask which herb you should take for that symptom. 10% of the time you'll get a result. The other 90% of the time, especially for chronic problems, you have to think more in terms of how do I get via the methodology of herbalism the methodology of holistic health to a place where I can contact the higher wisdom within myself to throw out, to thought, relinquish the negative imprint in my body so that I can begin to make choices from the higher plane. That is why you cleanse, and that is why you use adaptogenic herbs. Opening the bile ducts, decongesting the mucus, degranulating the sediment, all the calcium oxalates, calcium hydroxyapatites, and so forth. Rebuilding the free radical damage of the body, rebuilding the DNA, bringing the amino acids back into the protein structure of the body, fattening up the membrane of the cell, making it resilient again, moving the lymph, aligning the structure, aligning the bite, checking the teeth. All 90 shows. All 90 shows are a checklist for you to get to 0 point. 0 point. 0 point is the first 90 shows. That's right. To get you to the point where you can start to piece together what this is really all about. Is that fascinating? It's fascinating to me. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. I don't think anywhere in America you will get it this straight, this raw. Let's thank Kay Wright for having me on. My website is straighttalk.cc. If you're looking to meet me, come down to the Costa Mesa office. I'm creating a truly beautiful environment there. That's 949-873-2127, 949-873-2127. I intend to take to you conceptual paradigms, deep, comprehensive perceptions of how to get you to where you want to go. We're bringing in dark field microscopy. We're testing with, of course, QRA, a wonderful, wonderful tool that teaches the therapist, the doctor, the supervisor, which organs need work. If you test 30 or 40 organs as you muscle test, you can pinpoint the organs of the higher priority, and there are ways to do that. But what I want to share with you is bringing in other modalities. Iridology, taking a picture of the eye, throwing it up on a computer screen, and studying the eye. Iridology, that is a valid, wonderful science. Dark field microscopy, putting a drop of blood on a slide and allowing those red blood cells to be analyzed. Energetic testing with different types of modalities. The Acuscope, the MyoPulse, a slew of testing modalities which give us data to which then we plug into higher concepts. Multiple testings and finding the intersection or messages that each of those tests give you to create a profile for a person and then take that profile and throw it into a more comprehensive picture. To me, that's what holistic health is about. To me, that's what getting around chronic disease is about. And you have to come with enough humility to keep yourself open to that. And I'm pleased to say a lot of people have humility, true humility. And you have to have humility to heal. Because you have to be willing to get in touch with your soul. You know, the rose is surrounded by a lot of thorns. And that rose, deep down inside every one of us, it's not like we pull it out that easily. It's not like we connect to it that readily. It's not like we can take wisdom from it that easily when you've been hurt. And all of us have been hurt. And I speak as a doctor, simply observing what I see across my desk each and every day. So let's understand the endorphin now. Let's understand that if the body cleanses and takes its mucus out, if the body takes out its sediment, if the body opens up its lymph, if the body organizes its systems, if the body then begins to feel its flow. That word, flow, or energy, that is so often misunderstood. Please, if you are listening to this show, do not think that the word energy, the word chi, the word prana, or any of it is connected in any way whatsoever to some sort of occultism. When someone feels warmth in their body as they stretch, as they cleanse, that warmth is the flux of the nervous system, of the magnetic field we call the spinal cord and the brain. And if you emit that magnetic field, if you can feel it in the way of flow or warmth or heat, it will teach your cells how to use the chemicals in the herbs more effectively. Do not be afraid of that word. You have to activate the neurological system to allow the endorphins to work. You have to activate the neurological system to allow the herb to work. And the herb, the reishi, the rhodiola, the cordyceps, the somalatha, the ginseng, the deer antler, the chayavanaprash, the bee pollen, the flower pollen, the royal jelly, these gifts from God in an activated neurological system will teach your cells higher levels of cure. Now, this is important for everybody. But the spiritually gifted, the black sheep that are really the heroes, the ones that just spoke out, the ones that fail when they do not understand this, the ones that turn to the dark side because they didn't understand how to figure their way out. They couldn't protect their ever-precious souls. These are the ones especially that need to understand this. So really, there's no such thing as a nutritionist. There's no such thing as a massage therapist. There's no such thing as a psychologist. There's no such thing as a Pilates instructor. There's no such thing as a yoga instructor. There's no such thing as an acupuncturist. There's no such thing as a kinesiologist. There are only a bunch of people plugging in to a comprehensive system. And there's no such thing as sickness. There's no such thing as cancer. There's no such thing as Parkinson's. There's no such thing as Alzheimer. There are only bodies capable of producing chemicals that will morph the cell. And yeah, the highest, most conservative factions of science today, looking to redistribute the genome, looking to create and utilize the stem cell, understand this. This is not conspiratorial, holistic garbage. There are fundamentals here that are being grasped by the most conservative sciences in the world, in the interest, hopefully, of the same thing. And that is to vanquish disease, except one problem. They may be forgetting that there is a moral, ethical, spiritual foundation to all of this. Can you really just take a stem cell and throw it back into a person without evolving the person spiritually? Do you really think it is God's plan to vanquish a disease, to come to the other side of an illness that was produced in pain and wrong choice, and simply bypass that process and be reborn again in the name of science without attention to a more comprehensive picture? Well, you know, I'm not going to say one way or the other. I'm really not, and I'm not being tongue-in-cheek, because I don't know. I do know this. If a person lives in anger, horrid anger, or depression, or pain, or feels ripped off, betrayed, hurt, abandoned, overlooked, and really, that little child was a radiant indigo, a beamer, a kid born with creative force like no one else. If you're like that, and you manifest illness in your fifth, sixth, and seventh decade, seems to me that some percentage of people are going to have to understand a more comprehensive version, a more comprehensive model back to health. Simply more than stem cell inoculation or genetic reengineering. So I can't say for sure, but I can say to you that our future is dependent upon understanding deeper levels of holistic health. Robert Assagioli. The name is Robert Assagioli. I want you to get his book. It's called Psychosynthesis. Robert Assagioli was a psychiatrist who worked tandem to Sigmund Freud in the 20s. Wilhelm Reich, R-E-I-C-H, around the same time as Assagioli. These are people that looked for the gifted, for the God people, for the people that felt the spirit within them. Now, I'm a Christian. I relate to Jesus. My version of it, my belief of it, to which I am entitled. You see, like you, I'm a truth seeker. That's why I do this show. I really think that Jesus came here to teach us how to get to our creative self. But I think what's missing is that there's a gap between wanting to do that and how to do it. And we can't leave out the body. That's why we created the doctor. We created the doctor to teach people of authentic intention. And there are many good people with authentic intention. They knock on my door in Costa Mesa more and more. To teach people of authentic intention how to use their bodies in more significant, profound ways. And I think that's something to truly think about in the context of holistic health. Certainly an upgrade from a crack in the neck or a needle in a meridian. Or a supplement given to someone to fix a symptom. And again, it's not that those things do not have a place. Do not hear this show and misunderstand me. Simple solutions are a help. Sometimes you can do nothing more than get out of bed in the morning and roll onto a chiropractic table. When that is the case, those things are a blessing. Everything from the chiropractic crack to heart surgery to brain surgery. To joint replacement, to drugs for acute crisis in autoimmune disease, have a place. But you've got to tie it together. We've got to tie the room together, to integrate and orchestrate, which is why that little jingle in the beginning of my show proceeds as such. In all objective honesty, everyone has a role. Question is, I haven't seen enough of anyone learning how to work with each other. Why, in fact, should allopathy be at odds with holistic health? Why should pharmacology be at odds with ginseng, deer antler, and rhodiola? Everyone has a piece of the action. Everyone should. I certainly wouldn't do an herb in an acute trauma case. In my practices, sometimes it's okay to go on Prozac and Zoloft and lithium and Wellbutrin. Sometimes you need it, and that's reality. And I'm very glad we have pharmacologists to produce it. Dogma kills. Dogma is not about integration. Sticking to one way with your head in the sand is what produces disease because it creates tension because it's most fundamentally a lie. So let's take a look at that child. That child born into a world with a burden because it sees the truth more readily and it knows it, and yet it's not recognized. Its parents are too busy. It's abandoned. It's betrayed. It's slandered. It's hurt. And it has no one to cry to, no one to give it wisdom, no school to make it understand. And so it grows into a young woman or a young man, and it wears that burden. Well, your hormones, your adrenaline, your thyroxin, your estrogen, your testosterone, they buffer you. And by your fifth decade, they're no longer there to buffer you. The hormones thin out. So you're left defenseless, and now you're tired. And so you reach down deep, and in one last great swift swoon of power, you come back at your last attempt to get your expression. And if you fail that, you give up. And that's when you seek help. That's when you have to understand what I'm talking about. That's when you have to understand that really your creative force has not found its path. That's when you have to pat yourself on the back. Because if you're going to redeem yourself, you have to respect yourself. You have to realize that you have always been a truth seeker. That despite being called the black sheep or the weird one in the family, you are truly the hero, which is why you have a greater responsibility. So get up off the couch and get it together. Now, this show is a beacon. It's a methodology for you to understand that. That's why I invite you, especially if you don't have money, to come to my school. 949-873-2127. 949-873-2127. I have a wonderful staff there. Call for the school. Call for an appointment. Call for a counsel. Call just to come down and take a look at the library I've assembled. Most of all, get on the website, straighttalk.cc. Get to the archives. Listen to the show first, and then take in the rest of the data. There's much to learn. Thank you. We'll see you next week. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Ciao.
Been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.